We're at the 2012 SCAC Men's and Women's Basketball Championships in Birmingham, Alabama. I'm joined by Southwestern University head women's basketball coach Kerry Brinkater. Southwestern winning a thrilling double overtime game tonight in the third women's quarterfinal matchup against Birmingham Southern, 96-95. And coach, first of all, congratulations.
Thanks so much, Russell.
Coach, we talked earlier in the week, and you said this team loved to score points. You came out here in the first game of the SCAC tournament that you guys had in 2012. And set a team combined record for points scored in a game in this double overtime contest. Just talk about your opening comments and how the game played out for your team this evening.
It was crazy. The environment was rocking here tonight. I'm sorry, I'm a little speechless. We knew coming in that we were going to face a tough environment. We knew that it was going to be loud and going to be noisy, and we just knew we had to survive. That was basically our mantra going into the second half, that we had to survive and extend till tomorrow.
Coach, eight times the game was tied, 11 lead changes. You had three monster games from three big players. Chelsea Leader, 24 points. Jordan Owens, 25 points. And then your senior guard, who we've talked about all week, Anna Faree, 28 points. Just talk about those three girls and their outstanding performances this evening.
They're amazing. I mean, we know they can score points. We struggled defending their post play tonight, absolutely. But those three kids, they never quit. They never gave up. Chelsea and Anna took us to both overtimes. Jordan in the second overtime, I think, scored six straight in the second overtime. And, they stepped up. They were huge.
Coach, you guys were here a year ago, and you were able to get your first win in Southwestern tournament history on the women's side. But this year's team is different than last year's. You have one senior and a ton of freshmen and sophomores. How much did this young team grow up in a game like this tonight?
Well, they grew up about 2 weeks ago. And decided that they could win close ball games. We've been practicing it all year. Like Anna mentioned, we do special situations in practice, and I always put us down. And we kept working on it. We kept working on coming from behind. And tonight they proved it, that they were resilient. I tell you what, when we stepped out for that second overtime, I just knew that we were absolutely not going to give it to them.
Coach, we talked all year long about your offense and your ability to put points on the board, and you mentioned the atmosphere tonight, incredible, and certainly you guys were, even though home on the scoreboard, definitely the visiting team in this environment. But one of the things I thought interesting as I watched the second half unfold is it was more your defense that really sparked you guys, and you were able to calm down, call a timeout, get the girls together, and you started putting on a full court press. You used your length to your advantage, really active hands, created some turnovers. You had 22 points tonight off of turnovers. Talk about how your defense really helps you guys out in the second half when things maybe didn't feel like they were headed your way, but you were able to sort of pull together as a team and really lock down on defense and get some offensive looks that way.
All year long, when we can play full court and we can press, my team plays better. They don't like to play in the half court and just stand around in a defense. They like to press. They feel like it ramps up our game. And so putting them in the press, we needed to do it. Birmingham came out so hot in the second half, and, boy, they took the lead fast. And we just needed to go to that press to get our groove back, and it slowed them down at least enough for us to be able to score some points.
You mentioned the Panthers taking that lead fast in the second half. A lot of emotional changes up and down for both teams. At a point there in the second half, Valerie Logan got called for a technical foul. What did you see, if anything, on that call there?
I really didn't see it, but the ref told me that she bounced the ball and ball went up high. That kid's a great kid. She would never do anything to hurt our team. It was kind of a turning point for us. In fact, it kind of made us angry, and it kind of sent us to that fight mode. And Val's just a great kid. She didn't mean to do anything wrong. She was just frustrated. And I left her in the game because I know her heart, and I know where she's at, and I know she wouldn't do anything to intentionally be ugly to the other team.
Coach, 22 assists, just 12 turnovers. Incredible play from your guards tonight in terms of not only taking care of the ball but also getting the rest of the team involved and getting open looks.
Yeah, I tell you what, our point guards did a great job tonight. They were solid and steady. In fact, we zinged a few balls out of bounds just on our own, which was craziness. I felt with the wheels coming off there with about 10 minutes to go in the second half, and Yeah, when I looked at that stat, I could hardly believe it that we only had 12 turnovers in 50 minutes. That's great, and 22 assists. That's just phenomenal. I'm really proud of the girls.
Coach, obviously so much to celebrate tonight with the win, but still plenty of work to do this weekend as we look ahead. You guys with the win again tonight, 96-95 over Birmingham Southern. You advance to tomorrow's second SCAC women's semifinal game against the winner of Millsaps College and Trinity University. Obviously, you don't know who you're going to play, but that doesn't change anything that you guys need to do going into tomorrow. What do you need to continue to do well heading into tomorrow's game to try and make a run at the SCAC championship?
Well, we got to take a deep breath. And my assistant coach told the girls, you know, that this absolutely should not be the highlight of our weekend, that we need to, you know, put this game behind us and move forward, and we'll just keep doing what we do. You know, we know how Millsaps plays, we know how Trinity plays, and so we're just excited to move on, excited about tomorrow.
Coach, finally down 1 point with 13 seconds left in that double overtime. Birmingham Southern calls a timeout. You bring your girls in. What did you tell your girls? Did you draw anything up in the play? And then just take me through as that play unfolded from your vantage point on the sidelines here.
Well, we drew up the play, but, you know, it doesn't always unfold the way you draw it up. And so I was just, you know, we know Madison can rip it and drive. And for Anna to find her to just rip and drive, that was a big shot for a freshman who comes off the bench. She just did a great job. I mean, just ice water there. And that's a great thing about having so many freshmen. I think they just play. They don't think about it. They just play. And that was really nice to see. It was awesome.
Southwestern University head women's basketball coach Carrie Brinker, and again, the Pirates picking up an exciting double overtime win tonight in the third women's SCAC quarterfinal game of the day, 96-95 over Birmingham Southern College, improving to 15-11 on the year. Coach, again, congratulations on an incredible game, and best of luck the rest of the weekend.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.